Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office says that Brooke Hames entered guilty pleas yesterday in the Humboldt County Superior Court to vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, DUI resulting in great bodily injury, and fleeing the scene of a crime. She will serve 85% of a 14-year prison sentence and receive no credit for her time awaiting trial, local custody. The case involved a traffic stop by the EPD on April 30th of this year. Hames attempted to elude the officer, crashing into another automobile, killing Daniel Weaver. After the crash, Hames attempted to leave the scene, but was immediately apprehended by CHP. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza took some time to talk city budgets, especially the state grab of local redevelopment funds from local cities and the impact the move has had, the failure of negotiations between the state and cities.
I can't speak for them other than I know that they made their decisions, and I think it was pretty clear that they weren't going to change their minds, so I think we kind of got to the point we'd agree to disagree.
Mendoza pointed out that redevelopment funds were key to cities and the building and sustaining of projects designed to fill city coffers, despite problems with funds in other cities.
I just want to say, too, that redevelopment funds were not properly used in many areas of California. So that could have been fixed. You know, they could have tightened it up. They could have given less amounts of money. But those funds are so important for local business, developing local businesses and for your economic infrastructures. There's nothing else out there right now on the horizon that is even where near it.
Mendoza further commented that the state's grab of funding was a power move and that there was little room for compromise when the legislature made its final decision. The Eureka Police Department needs the public's help regarding two death investigations. Two men, 48-year-old Alan Morris, whose body was found on Truesdale Street in late June, and 61-year-old John Knott, whose remains were found near Tidd Street. They're the subject of those investigations. Morris, who was found with a fractured skull and later passed away, showed no other signs of injury, and his passing is being investigated as a suspicious death. And Knott, who was reported missing in mid-June before his remains were found on July 5th, is also the subject of an investigation, and with information about either man or the times leading up to their death, is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. A Montana man who booked a fishing trip on a boat out of Brookings Harbor drowned after he fell overboard. 67-year-old Douglas Cassavan fell out of the fishing boat during rough seas. Despite making it back to the side of the boat with the captain's help, the rough seas swept him from his handheld and he slipped back into the water. A passing dive boat assisted the fishing craft and was able to recover Cassavan's body and take it to the Coast Guard station at the Chetco River. More KINS News, it's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Eureka police say they still need help locating two men who are suspected of robbing a third man at gunpoint at an apartment on Grant Street Sunday night. The victim told police he had arranged to purchase marijuana and two suspects arrived at his apartment. The victim reported that after settling on a price for the marijuana, the first suspect pulled out a small caliber handgun and fired a shot before leaving with the weed and the victim's money. The two suspects were seen fleeing in a white Nissan Maxima and they're described as adult males. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The Fortuna Police Department will conduct a DUI saturation patrol tonight and tomorrow night in the department's ongoing effort to curb drunken driving within the city. Drive sober or get pulled over, they say, as officers will patrol areas with high frequencies of DUI-related collisions and arrests. And Chief Bill Doberstein said that there is a zero-tolerance crackdown. The University of California Board of Regents voted to freeze undergraduate tuition rates at their current level upon voters approving Governor Brown's tax hike initiative, Proposition 30, later this year. This affects us locally, as the Cal State University system has also thrown its hopes behind the passage of Governor Brown's tax vote, voting to take a similar approach at the UCs and waiting for voters' choice in November before moving ahead with tuition hikes. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.